My granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, all those citizens who were quarantined in the store with Cedric and his measles ended their confinement yesterday by locking the nurse, Sylvia Lunsford, in the feed room and quietly walking out the front door. When Miss Lunsford finally got out, she indignantly quit her nursing job, much to Lum and Abner's joy. As we look in on a little community today, we find the old fellas in the Jot'em Down store and library, taking care of convalescent Cedric. Listen.
Doggone it, Mr. Abner, why can't I get up and go home now?
Because Doc Miller says you ought to stay in bed one more day. That's why, Cedric.
Well, why didn't Mr. Doc make all them other fellas come back to the store and be quarantined some more?
Well, he examined all of them and said they didn't need to be quarantined.
Well, I ain't sick neither. Why don't somebody listen to me? I keep telling you I ain't sick.
Well, the doc's ordering old Cedric.
It is sure a relief not to have all them other fellas living here in the store no more. That was the worst one mix-up I believe I ever got into.
Oh, that was awful. I just got to where I was starting to hate myself, even.
I sort of miss that Miss Lunsford, though.
Miss her?
Yes, Mom, she was nice.
Nice? You call that bossing around she done being nice?
Yes, Mom.
For goodness sake, sir.
She done all my thinking for me.
Huh?
She told me if I felt bad or good, or if I was hungry or not, or if I was sleepy or not. She was a handy woman to have around.
Yeah, she might have been handy for a feller like you, Cedric, but I'd just at least have a wildcat or a lion around. Be a heap more friendly than her, I know that.
Yeah, I just hope we never done the wrong thing by locking her up in the feed room yesterday.
Well, we had to do something, Mom. We couldn't have went on that away no longer.
I know it, but he's awful mad at us now.
Oh, yeah.
And so is her brother, Uncle Henry Lunsford.
Yeah,
that's what worries me.
Yeah, doggy, that's right. I plumb forgot about him.
Yeah, Mary's probation term's just about up now, and Uncle Henry will be more anxious than ever before to have her sent back to the reforming to
her. Yeah,
just to get even with us.
Yeah, that stinking weed.
And since we've been quarantined in here, we ain't been able to look out for Mary and keep her out of trouble.
Oh, well, she's all right, Lum. I just talked to Elizabeth on the phone a little bit ago, and she said Mary's just doing fine, being an awful good girl.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I know it in reason she would be, but...
Yeah.
Long as we got Mary this far through their probations, I'd hate to have something happen to ruin everything right at the last minute.
Well, I don't think it will,
Well, what's this stuff about probation you fellas are talking about?
Huh? Oh, my gosh, we've been talking in front of C-E-D-R-I-C, Lum.
It's C-E-D-R-I-C, Mr. Abner.
Huh?
I asked my mom about that the other day. But what was that you was talking about, that P-R-O-B-A-T-I-O-N-S?
Well,
Listen, Cedric, just forget whatever you hear it. Act like you never heard it at all.
Yeah, that's it, Cedric. Just forget it.
Well, I'll forget it. That is, if I can recollect what it is I'm supposed to forget.
Yeah, well,
just... The trouble of it is, when I get to recollecting what it is I'm supposed to forget, I start recollecting it again.
Yeah, well, just try hard, Cedric, to forget it. That's the thing.
Yeah, man, I believe I'll go back in the feed room and try to get some sleep.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Lum.
Hardly slept a wink the last few nights here. I believe now I could sleep setting up.
Well, go right ahead and get some rest, Lum. I'll look after Cedric.
Yeah, well, good. I more likely won't sleep very long.
Well, rest as long as you want to. I'll take care of everything.
Hey, Mr. Abner, will you read me another story?
Huh?
That and about Pinky Winky.
Law me, Cedric, I've read that thing to you 6 times since you've been sick here now.
Yes, Mom, but I'd like to hear it again.
Oh,
especially that part where Pinky Winky wants to be a gold-colored fish and swim underwater. Read that part to me, Mr. Abner.
I ain't going to do it, Cedric.
Well, there's some other stories in that same book. But read me one of them, then.
Oh.
Wait, will you do that, Mr. Abner?
Cedric, them stories are for young'uns. I feel downright silly reading that piddle-faddle to a grown boy like you.
Well, just read one story, Mr. Abner, on account of me being so sick. Please, will you?
Well, all right. It'll make you feel better. Just one, though.
Yes, Mom.
Just doing this because you're sick. Whereabouts is the book at, Cedric?
It's right on that shelf right there beside you.
Oh, yes, there it is.
Well, Miss Lunsford and her happy fun views. I sure enjoyed it. Read that about Pinky Winky. That's the one I like. Boy, He wanted to swim underwater like a goldfish. He just sunk right to the bottom.
Well, be quiet, Pedrick. You expect me to read to you? Once upon a long time ago, there was a little pig.
Well, Pinky Winky was a rabbit. Cottontail rabbit. He wanted to swim underwater.
Pedrick, if you're going to interrupt me all the time, I ain't going to read this to you.
Yes, Mom.
There was a little pig named Snorter.
Snorter.
And little Snorter was a very unhappy pig because he did not have a cute curly tail like his brother Pig.
That's sad.
Snorter was so ashamed of his looks that he did not want to be around the other pigs.
What other pigs?
His brother.
Whose brother?
Snorter, said it.
Oh.
So one
well,
pig...
who's Snorter?
For the land's sake, Snorter's the one this story's about, Cedric. He's a pig that never had no curly tail.
Well, I thought it was about Pinky Winky.
No, that's another story, Cedric.
I wish Pinky Winky was in this. He's my favorite.
Yeah, I know.
Next to Miss Pruneface. Read that part where Pinky Winky goes hippity-hop, hippity-hop.
Cedric, now you be quiet if you want to hear this story.
Yes, Mom.
So one day, Snorter ran away from home. He had not gone very far when he became tired. So he sat down on a rock. Now, it just so happened that this rock was a wishing rock, but Snorter did not know this.
Didn't know what, Mr. Ames?
Didn't know it was a wishing rock.
Who didn't?
Snorter.
Oh.
He put
Who's Snorter?
He's the pig I'm reading to you about, Cedric.
Well, when do we get to the part about Pinky Winky?
Cedric, I told you that's a different story. Now, just be quiet. Quit
I'm going to read it myself, sir.
Snorter put his head in his hands and sat
Didn't he do that?
Huh?
Take his head off and put him in his hands?
Well, that's what it said here, said it.
Boy, that's a pretty good trick. I believe I'm beginning to like Snorter.
Yeah, that's good. He put his head in his hands and sadly he said, "Oh, I wish I had a cute curly tail like my brother pigs have."
Well, if he can do that trick, he don't need to have no curly tail.
Be quiet, said he. No sooner had Snorter said this than he looked around and was surprised to see that he had a cute curly tail like his brother Pig.
Did he put his head back on before he looked around there, or could he just hold his head and his hand back up and look at the tail?
I don't know, Cedric. It don't say. Snorter was very happy that he now looked as handsome as his brothers. But then he...
Snorter wanted to have a curly tail like his brothers, didn't he?
Yeah. But then he decided that he wanted to look even more handsome than his brothers.
He didn't want two tails, did he?
Oh, I don't know. I ain't got to that part, Cedric. So he said, "Oh, I wish I had a pair of gold and silver wings." That's what he wanted.
Read that part again where he takes his head off. I like that.
Cedric, be quiet now. And no sooner had he said this than there was on his back a pair of gold and silver wings. Well, I do know. Snorter was so happy that he jumped up from the wishing rock and said, "Now I will fly home and show my brothers I am the most handsome pig in all the world."
Must be some trick to taking your head off that way.
So Snorter flapped his rope. Cedric, don't do that. What are you trying to do, twisting your neck that way?
Nothing, I wasn't trying to.
You're going to hurt yourself. You can't take your head off if that's what you're trying to do, Cedric.
I know it.
Be quiet. Let me finish this story now. So Snorter flapped his gold and silver wings. Flap, flap, flap. But alas, he could not fly.
Do that again, that flap, flap, flap. That's exciting.
Yeah, just be quiet. So Snorter said, "I will do like the birds do and fly out of a tall tree." So he climbed to the top of the tallest tree he could find and got
Did he take his head with him?
Why, sure, natural, said he. And he jumped and flapped his wings as hard as he could. Flap, flap, flap.
Oh, boy, flap, flap, flap.
But alas, the gold and silver wings were too heavy, and poor Snorter started falling straight to the earth.
Goodness falling, I falling. I wish you'd cut out all this prattle-prattle.
Huh?
I ain't been able to sleep a wink on account of all this talking you and Cedric been doing in here.
Well, Lon, we'll be done here in just a second.
You're done right now. Here, give me that book.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't take it. What are you going to do with it, Lon?
This is what I'm going to do with it. Just watch this.
Why, doggy, you throwed it right out the window, Lum.
That's right. Now, maybe I can get some sleep.
Well, now, Lum, I just got to the exciting part there where Snorter got up
there. I know. I heard every word you read.
Yeah, but now, Lum, I want to know what happened to Snorter. I mean, that is Cedric does. I ain't much interested myself.
Well, even a boy as old as Cedric oughtn't to be interested in no children's books.
Huh?
Two grown men wasting their time on bedtime stories. If that don't beat the bug for fighting.
Well, I do know. Cedric, why didn't you speak up and say you want to find out what happened to Snorter?
Oh, don't much care what happened to him. Pinky Winky's the one I like.
Now, listen, Cedric, you know good and well you want to find out if Snorter gets killed or not.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, too. I tell you what, why don't you tell me to sneak outside and get that book again and finish the story for you?
No, I believe I want to sleep now, Stratton. I'm kind of tired.
You ain't no such a thing. Go on out. Beg me to go out there and get it, Cedric.
What for?
Why, cause you're thanks just to know how the story come out. Look out the window there and see where Lum throwed the book, Cedric.
Oh, he throwed it right over here, somewhere. Well, I'll be doggone. He's gone.
Gone? Oh, my goodness, somebody must have picked it up, stole it. That belongs to our library, too.
Oh, here it is. There it is.
Huh?
Somebody sitting out there reading it.
I don't guess I'm going out there and take it away from them. Who is it?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's Mr. Long.